Rescue workers in southern Russia today pulled 11 miners out of a shaft where they had been trapped for 6 days. A 12th miner has died. Another is missing. There were 71 miners working far below ground last Thursday when icy waters from a subterranean lake leaked into a shaft above them. 25 managed to escape. 33 others were rescued last Saturday, but hope for the remaining 13 had begun to fade. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. What else do you know about this rescue?
Well, we've been seeing Russian television pictures now of the miners coming out, these 11 rescued miners, indeed not looking to be in too bad of shape, some of them smiling. Of course, they look a bit haggard and they have blackened faces. We know that the rescuers had worked for several days frantically digging what they called this tunnel of hope, at times through solid rock, to reach these remaining 13 miners who had been trapped. They had remained fairly optimistic until the end, although it seems like a long time to spend a half mile underground without any food or we know that their batteries were running low as well. Sounds like a long time to be stuck underground, but they had remained optimistic until the end. They said they believed that they had found refuge in a ventilation shaft. That indeed was the case, and that as long as they were in a warm place, and it was about 70, 75 degrees Fahrenheit down there, and they had access to some water, that they had a very good chance of survival. Of course, you mentioned the 33 others being rescued on Saturday, so all in all, a rare day of success for the often accident-plagued Russian mining industry.
So they found some air, they found some water. What else helped their survival?
Well, we don't have too many details at this point. As they came to the surface, they were whisked away in ambulances, and indeed their families are not allowed to see them until they undergo medical checks. We know that there were no communications with this group of miners over the 6 days that they were trapped. So we don't know if there was some sort of special way they managed to survive, but the rescuers had been optimistic until the end that they would be found alive if they had managed to find a warm place and if they had access to water. They said their survival chances were good.
Mine accidents are not uncommon in Russia. Another one took place today in the far east of Russia.
That's right. At a mine about 6,000 miles east of here, near the city of Vladivostok, 5 miners killed in a methane explosion. 58 others pulled out of there alive, somehow miraculously. And as you mentioned, these mine accidents are not at all infrequent in Russia or in neighboring Ukraine, where many of them happen, where the majority of them, as a matter of fact, happen. Over 500 miners in both Russia and Ukraine have died in the last 2 years alone on the job. And it's a reflection of the fact that many of these facilities are aging Soviet-era facilities. There's been very little investment in them in recent years, many of them 40, 50, 60 years old, not profitable at all. And also these miners, an expression of the fact that this industry is a dying industry, had not been paid in nearly 8 months, despite the extremely dangerous conditions that they endure.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.